you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, USC students join the nationwide university movement in support of Palestinians. Plus, LA County's $45 billion proposed budget that includes big investments for mental health. And a pop-up art exhibit that uses art to campaign for domestic workers' rights. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Jacob Margolis in for Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Students at the University of Southern California joined a nationwide movement of campus protests in support of Palestine in the Israel-Hamas war. LAist reporter Yusra Farzan was there.
By midday, the protest had grown to around 200 people. Students and faculty are calling on USC's administration to sever ties with Israeli companies, weapons manufacturers, and Israeli universities. USC Department of Public Safety clashed with protesters when officers attempted to remove the tents. There was some pushing and shoving between officers and protesters, but things de-escalated thereafter.
Protesters say they will not leave their camp till their demands are met. More college news. A groundbreaking proposal at the University of California to open campus jobs to students who are undocumented immigrants has been approved. Now, two state assembly members want to expand it. UCLA labor researcher Kent Wong says the proposals are a reflection of
the California state legislature willing to invest time, energy, and resources to advance immigrant integration.
UC President Michael Drake challenged the policy and says it could threaten the system's federal funding. Legal scholars who made the proposal say a decades-old immigration law compels private employers and federal agencies to ask for work authorization, but does not do so for state agencies. When we come back, how wealthy neighborhoods could benefit from California's push to make broadband more accessible.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Jacob Margolis in for Nick Roman. Telecom giants AT&T and Spectrum are among the entities applying for taxpayer dollars to help bring broadband to underserved areas. But LAist digital equity reporter Nareda Moreno has found that the money could end up benefiting some of the wealthiest Southern California neighborhoods.
Los Angeles County will get $105 million to fund broadband projects. AT&T has applied for $35 million from that fund, half of which would go to serving wealthy areas like Bel Air and the Pacific Palisades. Meanwhile, Spectrum wants $2.5 million to connect people in the Antelope Valley. The median household income there is $97,000 a year.
Advocates say the money should go to smaller providers who are more community-focused and have less pressure to generate profits. The winners could be announced as early as June. Now, if you take the Santa Monica Metro bus to downtown LA, you may notice two extra cameras on the inside of the windshield. Those are AI-powered cameras that will help Metro catch drivers who park in bus lanes or in front of bus stops. The idea being the drivers will be more easily caught and given tickets. A little over a dozen cameras have been installed, but Metro plans to add over 100 more to its bus fleet. Now, the cameras haven't been turned on yet, but once they're live, photos will be taken, drivers will get a 60-day warning that, hey, you can't park there. Then after those 60 days, if the driver parks there again, a human being will assess the citation and decide whether you get a ticket. And then I guess at that point, it's game over. LA County's $45 billion proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st includes big investments in mental health. Here's LAS reporter Robert Garova.
More than half of the 800 or so new positions in the proposed budget would go to the Department of Mental Health. That could mean beefing up unarmed mental health crisis response and more than 100 positions to support Care Court, the new program that aims to get people living with untreated mental illness help. Here's Supervisor Catherine Barger.
This is more new positions than any other department, and I believe that shows how much we are prioritizing mental health services for our residents.
Still, other county leaders and some activists say the new jobs won't go far enough to meet the need. Public hearings for the recommended budget begin May 15th. I'm Robert Garova.
A pop-up art exhibit in West Adams tomorrow night will feature photos of local domestic workers. It's part of a larger campaign for domestic worker rights in California. Details from LAS correspondent Leslie Beristein Rojas.
The images shot by professional photographers capture the workers in portraits or on the job. Norma Miranda, a longtime nanny, is shown at a bus stop. She takes the bus from Tarzana to her job in Redondo Beach three times a week, a trip that takes her at least 2 hours. Miranda explains why she participated. She says she wants for people to hear and respect workers like her. The one-night pop-up at the Start Los Angeles Gallery is organized by the California Domestic Workers Coalition, one of several groups pushing state legislators for a domestic worker safety law. For LAist 89.3, I'm Leslie Beristein Rojas.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Jacob Margolis in for Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow when Suzanne Whatley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and edited by Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Louis Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com, and you can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.